When I was, as I said, undergoing my tuition by the secret masters, he continued.
That was where they told you had to walk on rice paper, wasn't it? Said Brother Watchtower conversationally. I always thought that was a good bit. I've been saving it off the bottom of my macaroons ever since. Amazing, really. I can walk on it no trouble. Shows what being in a proper secret society does for you, that does.
When he is on the griddle, the Supreme Grand Master thought, Brother Plasterer will not be lonely. Your footfalls on the road of enlightenment are an example to us all, Brother Watchtower, he said. If I may continue, however, among the many secrets.
From the heart of being, said Brother Watchtower approvingly.
From the heart, as Brother Watchtower says, of being, was the current location of the noble dragons. The belief that they died out is quite wrong. They simply found a new evolutionary niche, and they can be summoned from it. This book, he flourished it, gives specific instructions.
It's just in a book, said Brother Plasterer.
No ordinary book. This is the only copy. It has taken me years to track it down, said the Supreme Grand Master. It's in the handwriting of Tubal de Malachite, a great student of dragon lore. His actual handwriting. He summoned dragons of all sizes, and so can you.
There was another long, awkward silence. Said Brother Doorkeeper. Sounds a bit like, you know, magic to me, said Brother Watchtower, in the nervous tone of the man who has spotted which cup the pea is hidden under, but doesn't like to say. I mean, not wishing to question your supreme wisdomship and all that, but, well, you know, magic. His voice trailed off. Yeah, said Brother Plasterer uncomfortably.
It's heard the wizards, see, said Brother Fingers. You probably didn't know this when you was banged up with them venerable Herberts on the mountain, but the wizards round here come down on you like a ton of bricks if they catches you doing anything like that.
Demarcation, they call it, said Brother Plasterer. Like, I don't go round fiddling with the mystic interleaved what's-names of causality, and they don't do any plastering.
I fail to see the problem, said the Supreme Grand Master. In fact, he saw it all too clearly. This was the last hurdle. Help their tiny little minds over this, and he held the world in the palm of his hand. Their stupefyingly unintelligent self-interest hadn't let him down so far. Surely it couldn't fail him now. The brethren shuffled uneasily. Then Brother Dunnikin spoke.
Heh, wizards, what do they know about a day's work?
The Supreme Grand Master breathed deeply. The air of mean-minded resentfulness thickened noticeably.
"Nothing at all, and that's a fact," said Brother Fingers. "Going round with their noses in the air, too good for the likes of us. I used to see 'em when I worked up the university. Backsides a mile wide, I'm telling you. Catch 'em doing a job of honest toil."
"Like thieving, you mean?" said Brother Watchtower, who'd never liked Brother Fingers much.
"Of course they tell you," Brother Fingers went on, pointedly ignoring the comment, that you shouldn't go round doing magic on account of only them knowing about not disturbing the universal harmony and what not. Load of rubbish, in my opinion.
Well, said Brother Plasterer, I dunno, really. I mean, you get the mix wrong, you just got a lot of damp plaster round your ankles. But you get a bit of magic wrong, and they say ghastly things comes out of the woodwork and stitches you right up.
"Yeah, but it's the wizards that say that," said Brother Watchtower thoughtfully. "Never could stand 'em myself, to tell you the truth. Could be they're onto a good thing and don't want the rest of us to find out. It's only waving your arms and chanting when all's said and done."
The brethren considered this. It sounded plausible. If they were onto a good thing, they certainly wouldn't want anyone else muscling in. The Supreme Grand Master decided that the time was ripe. Then we are agreed, brethren. You are prepared to practice magic?
Oh, practice, said Brother Plasterer, relieved. "I don't mind practising, so long as we don't have to do it for real."